From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. BP is coming under mounting pressure to step up its response to the country's worst ever oil spills in the Gulf of Mexico. It's coming down from top Obama administration officials who've been dispatched to Louisiana, including Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano.
It is clear that after several unsuccessful attempts to secure the source of the leak, it is time for BP to supplement their current mobilization as the slick of oil moves toward shore.
The spill has already reached the Louisiana coastline and also poses a threat to three other states. Meanwhile, the Obama administration says it will not authorize new oil drilling until it finds out what caused a rig explosion off the Louisiana coast last week that led to the devastating oil spill. An investigation into a deadly explosion at a West Virginia mine this month is turning into a criminal probe by the FBI. NPR's Howard Berkus has learned that authorities are looking at the Mine Safety and Health Administration as well as Massey Energy, which owns the West Virginia site.
This is an indication that there are much more serious allegations than we've been aware of surrounding the explosion at the Upper Big Branch mine, where 29 people died. Experts in mine safety enforcement tell me that the FBI is rarely involved in the investigation of mine accidents, and that this is an indication that there are serious allegations out there that the FBI must look into.
NPR's Howard Burke is covering developments from Beckley, West Virginia. Another law enforcement official denies that the Mine and Safety Health Administration is being investigated. With Greece on the verge of bankruptcy, Prime Minister George Papandreou says drastic cuts and tax hikes are necessary for the country's survival. From Athens, NPR's Sylvia Poggioli reports on the austerity measures expected by European leaders negotiating a multi-billion euro bailout for Greece.
Papandreou is expected to reveal the austerity package Sunday. That will follow talks with the European Union and the IMF on the steps Greece must take as a condition for rescue loans of $60 billion this year and up to perhaps $160 billion over 3 years. Papandreou said the measures are necessary for the protection of our country, for our survival, for our future. They're expected to include a further slash in public sector wages, as well as state and private pensions, and a new hike in value-added taxes. Greece's debt is equal to 115% of its GDP. Germany, which has criticized Greece's handling of the crisis, will review the measures before it passes legislation to free its $11 billion share of the loans. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Athens.
With the debt crisis in Greece ongoing, investors still wary. At last check, the Dow was down nearly 160 points. This is NPR. Across the U.S., home buyers are rushing to sign on the dotted line before a federal tax credit expires today. From member station WBUR in Boston, Kurt Nickisch reports.
Homes have to be under contract today, and the sale needs to close within 2 months before buyers can get up to $8,000 back on their taxes.
It is a lot of money. You got to work a lot of hours for that. It could buy you a new kitchen. It could buy you a lot of furniture.
Brian Ashley bought a house in Boston this week. He was going to buy anyway, so he figured, why not now? That's where criticism of the stimulus program is coming from. Housing economist Chip Case says it didn't create enough new home sales to stabilize the market.
It did have an effect, but it doesn't seem yet to be a long-run effect.
Other economists disagree, saying the tax incentive was expensive for the country, but worth it. For NPR News, I'm Kurt Nickisch in Boston.
A jury has convicted a 22-year-old former college student from Tennessee of hacking into Sarah Palin's email. David Cornell was charged with 2 counts of unauthorized access to a computer and obstruction of justice. Prosecutors say Cornell broke into Palin's email account while she was the Republican vice presidential candidate in 2008. Researchers on the Texas Gulf Coast are closely monitoring the oil spill off Louisiana, worried that if it keeps spreading, it could add to the troubles surrounding endangered sea turtles on beaches south of Houston. Marine biologist Lindsay Howell says that since the start of April, more than 30 Kemp's Ridley turtles have been found dead. That is double what normally occurs during nesting season. Howell says the turtles were so decomposed there were few clues left to determine what killed them. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.